धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा नेता गौर हरि बो हरि बो नेता गौर हरि बो ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. First Canto, Chapter 11, Text 31. Patnya patam proshya grahanupagatam. Vilokya sanjata mano mahotsavaha.
शाकमृतेर्व्रीडितलोचनानः पत्न्यः पतिं प्रोष्य गृहाणुपागतम् विलोक्य सञ्जातमनो महोत्सवाः उत्सुतिरारा सहसा सनाशया शाकं वृतैर्व्रीडितलोचनानाः पत्न्यः पतिं प्रोष्य गृहाणुपागतम् विलोक्य सञ्जातमनो महोत्सवाः उत्सुतिरारा सहसा न साशया शाकं वृतिर्व्रीडितलोचनानाः पत्न्यः द लेडीज वाइफ ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण पतिम हस्बैंड प्रोष्य हु वाज अवे फ्रॉम होम गृहानुपागतम नाउ रिटर्न होम विलोक्य दस सीन संजात हैविंग डेवलप मनः महोत्सवः ए सेंस ऑफ जॉयफुल सेरेमनी विद इन द माइंड उत्सुतः गॉट अप आराद फ्रॉम अ डिस्टेंस सहसा All of a sudden, asana from the seats, ashayat from the state of meditation, shakam along with vritaihi the vow, vridita looking coyly, lochana eyes, ananaha. With such faces. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The queens of Lord Sri Krishna rejoiced within their minds to see their husband home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditations. As was socially customary, They covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. Purport. As mentioned above, the Lord entered his home palaces occupied by 16,108 queens. This means that the Lord at once expanded himself in as many plenary expansion as there were queens and palaces, and entered in each and every one of them simultaneously and separately. Here is another manifestation of the future of his internal potency. He can expand himself in as many forms of spiritual identity as he desires, even though he is one without a second. It is confirmed by the Shruti mantra that the absolute truth is one alone, and yet he becomes many as soon as he so desires. These manifold expansion of the Supreme Lord are manifested as plenary and separated portions. These separated portions are the representation of his energy, and the plenary portions are manifestation of his personality. Thus, the personality of Godhead manifested himself in 16,108 plenary expansion and simultaneously entered into each and every one of the palaces of the queens. This is called Vaibhava, or the transcendental potency of the Lord. And because he can do so, he is also known as Yogeshwara. Ordinarily, a yogi or a mystic living being is able to expand himself at utmost tenfold expansions of his body. But the Lord can do so to the extent of as many thousands or infinitely as he likes. Unbelievers become astonished to learn that Krishna married more than 16,000 queens because they think of Lord Krishna as one of them and measure the potency of the Lord by their own limited potency. One should know, therefore, that the Lord is never on the level of the living beings, who are but expansions of his marginal potency. And one should never equalize the potent and the potency. Although there is very little difference of quality between the potent and the potency. The queens were also expansions of his internal potency. And thus the potent and the potencies are perpetually exchanging transcendental pleasures known as pastimes of the Lord. One should not therefore become astonished to learn that the Lord married so many wives. On the contrary, one should affirm that even if the Lord marries 16,000 million wives, he is not completely manifesting his unlimited and inexhaustible potency. He married only 16,000 wives and entered in each and every one of the different palaces just to impress in the history of the human beings on the surface of the earth that the Lord is never equal to or less than any human being. However powerful he may be, no one therefore is either equal to or greater than the Lord. The Lord is always great in all respects. God is great is eternal truth. Therefore, as soon as the queen saw from a distance their husband, who was away from home for long periods due to the battle of Kurukshetra, they all arose from the slumber of meditation and prepared to receive their most beloved. According to Yajnavalkya's religious injunction, a woman whose husband is away from home should not take part in any social functions, should not decorate her body, should not laugh, should not go to any relative's house in any circumstance. This is the vow of the ladies whose husbands are away from home. At the same time, it is also enjoined that a wife should never present herself before the husband in an unclean state. She must decorate herself with ornaments and good dress and should always be present before the husband in a happy and joyous mood. The queens of Lord Krishna were all in meditation, thinking of the Lord's absence, and were always meditating upon him. The Lord's devotees cannot live for a moment without meditating on the Lord. What to speak of the queens, who were all goddesses of fortune incarnated as queens in the pastimes of the Lord at Dwaraka. They can never be separated from the Lord either by presence or by trance. The gopis at Vrindavan could not forget the Lord when the Lord was away in the forest cowherding. When the Lord, boy Krishna, was absent from the village, the gopis at home used to worry about him traversing the rough ground with his soft lotus feet. By thinking thus, they were sometimes overwhelmed in trance and mortified in the heart. Such is the condition of the pure associates of the Lord. They are always in trance, and so the queens are also were in trance during the absence of the Lord. Presently, having seen the Lord from a distance, they at once gave up all their engagements, including the vows of women as described above. According to Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, there was a regular psychological reactions on the occasion. First of all, rising from their seats, although they wanted to see their husband, they were deterred because of the feminine shyness. But due to strong ecstasy, they overcame that stage of weakness and become caught up with the idea of embracing the Lord. And this thought factually made them unconscious of their surrounding environment. This prime state of ecstasy annihilated all other formalities and social conventions, and thus they escaped all stumbling blocks on the path of meeting the Lord. And that is the perfect stage of meeting the Lord of the soul, Sri Krishna. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Patnya Patim Prosha Grahanu Upagatam Vilokya Sanjata Mano Mahotsavaha Utastur Arad Sakasasa Nasayad Shakam Vritir Vridita Lochananaha. The queens of Lord Shri Krishna rejoiced within their minds to see their husband home after a long period abroad. The queens got up at once from their seats and meditation, as was socially customary. They covered their faces shyly and looked about coyly. Hare Krishna. Seek the blessings of the assembled Vaishnavas to speak some words on this beautiful chapter Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwaraka. His Holiness Raghunath Maharaj, when he gave his class last time before he departed to United States here, he wonderfully explained how Krishna stirs the heart of all the devotees. He mentioned that Krishna left Vrindavan after giving an unimaginable experience of his association to the Brajavasis. He came to Mathura. Then from Mathura, he went to Dwaraka, where all the Dwaraka Vasis, Mathura Vasis, were getting Krishna's association and giving them great experience to them. Sometime from there he leaves to Hastinapuram. And there also Krishna gives his wonderful association to the Hastinapura Vasis. And from there also he leaves and again comes to Dwaraka. So in all these three places, that is Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, Hastinapura, all these three groups of devotees, they experience Krishna's separation. Maharaj explained that when Krishna was leaving Hastinapura, at the moment when Krishna is leaving, even that time also they are experiencing the imminent separation. So during the presence of Krishna also, the devotees of Hastinapura are experiencing separation. So then, why? Because the Hastinapura Vasis, they were understanding that Krishna is about to leave now. So if he is about to leave, then we are going to miss him. So simultaneously, they are experiencing a kind of, during the presence of Krishna itself, they are experiencing the separation. So this understanding of separation is very much glorified in the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. At the same time, the separation, the great separation, doesn't have any value if there is no union. So Grace Jani Vasu mentioned that in Vrindavan, both things are there, union and separation. So, much glorified separation have no meaning if there is no union. And the union is enhanced by the separation. And the separation is fructified in the union. So imagine if somebody says that, you know, the separation is the highest form of devotional ecstasy. So, let there be separation from Krishna. But for how long? If it is mentioned that for eternally, let us be separated from Krishna, because separation is the highest form of ecstasy. So, that cannot have any sense. So, separation means there is a union and there is a hope for union. That's the reason the Vrajabhasis are telling that we would have given up our life. We have died long back. But one thin thread is holding our life back. One word of Krishna is holding our life back. What is that word? I am going to return. So that is what is holding us back. So that thin line, but that is not just thin, that is a whole hope, that is a whole source of existence, the whole source of their livelihood, for the life for the Vrajavasis, you know. What is that word? Krishna said that I am going to return. So that separation have the meaning because of the meeting and the union. So both are the two sides of the same coin, union and separation. So if we, like Mukunda, when Mahaprabhu said that I will meet you after he can meet me only after millions of lifetime. He was in ecstasy. Why? Because after millions of lifetime, I am going to get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the union is a hope-giving thing, and that's what causes the separation also sweet. But if there is no union at all, then the separation have no meaning, actually speaking. So, if there is no understanding of union, union means at least there has to be two things. One is a person, two people going to unite means there has to be at least two minimum things. But in the conditioned life, what is happening is that only one particular understanding, mean like the conditioned soul thinks themselves as the more important, and they forgot Krishna. So this is only separation, and there is no scope for union. They don't even know to whom they should be united with also. So because of that reason, this separation is only causes misery. So what is the source of misery? The misery is that we are separated from Krishna. Prabhupada always says that we are separated part and parcel of Krishna. We lost our, we forgot our relationship with Krishna. So, this particular separation of the living entities with Krishna is a source of misery. But at the same time, the Brajavasis, Dwarakavasis and Hastinapuravasis, separation from Krishna is actually a form of great ecstasy. Because that separation is tinged with the union of Krishna. But here in the material world, the separation is just a separation, and the union is not known to the jivas, because they don't even know to whom to unite with, because of the absence of Krishna's understanding. So that's why in this material world, when we think about separation, the separation is a miserable thing. Because in this world, the separation means there is never going to be union again. For example, in the Himalayan regions, sometimes they transfer a lot of wood from one place to another place. When they transfer wood, they don't have to carry it. If there is upstream, they just throw all the cut wood in the Ganga. And it will come in the lot, you know. So bunches of wood will float in the Ganga, and it automatically comes down, and from down the stream in another place they will collect it, and then it goes to the mainland, you know. So the transportation is very easy and simple. So when the woods are being thrown in the stream, logs of wood, when the woods are coming down, they are all coming together in the beginning, but sometime in between some big rock will stop them. So some wood will get separated. And they will be stuck in the rock, in the stream. And some others will be flowing ahead. So when these kinds of separations from between the matter and the material objects, you know, two woods, there is any scope of their again, you know, uniting back again, you know. This wood will be given to some shop and that would go. It will come little later and that will be given to some other shop, some other house. It is used for construction. So it's very rarely any chance of they again getting united, you know. The nature of the material thing, as Prabhupada mentioned, that it is very temporary and doesn't stay for a long time. The six changes we hear Prabhupada purpose very often, coming into being and growing for some time and producing byproducts. Existing for some time and producing some byproducts, dwindling and vanishing. So these kinds of six stages, six are the nature of the material things. So even our relationship, material relationship, doesn't stay for a long time. Once it is gone, means it is finished. So even our body also, every moment the cells are falling off. Once it is fallen off, there is no question of union again, you know, it's finished. The part of the body is gone. So, this particular separation is separation and there is no union. Like I was going to a dentist, so he, you know, took some part of my tooth, some extraction. So he showed me that this is the tooth we extracted. So I looked at the, you know, small tooth and just said that, oh, this tooth has served me for so many years, you know. But what is the use? 1 second you take it out and throw it in the dustbin. I can't feel, you know, you served me for so long, you are my dear, so I want to keep it with you, with me. So it will start swelling, so just throw it. So long it was there with the body, at least the hairs are growing, but these some organs are all the time, for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you know. But once it comes out, throw it in the dustbin. That's all. Separation forever. You ever think that tooth will again part of this body? So, finished, that's all. Separation, finished. So, the matter, material natures, by material objects by nature, they are meant to be separated and there is no question of union. Finished. Similarly, the second thing is about the living entities, the spirit souls. They also sometimes come together and sometimes they separate. Material relationship, they come together and separate, come together and be getting separated. It's a very rare chance the same person will be the son of this particular mother. You know, even though they say that for life after life, I want to be your son, I want to be your husband, I want to be your wife, but there is any rare chance that the same person will have the same relation, you know. Prabhupada says that the Hindus and Muslims are fighting in Kolkata, Prabhupada time. So they are all fighting because they think that they are Hindus, other person think they are Muslim. But when the fighting takes place in next lifetime, they may take birth, you know, in different place. Because what they are thinking in the last minute of their death, they will take their particular body. So if they are not understanding spiritually, then they may take the body which they are thinking about at the time of death. So then he may identify as a person whom he considered as his own enemy, you know. So again, this particular identity also varies. There is, once it is separated, again there is less chance that a person can get the same understanding. So the separation is imminent and there is any rare chance of getting union again. This is what the material scenario is. On the other hand, in the spiritual world, the union and separation, they always goes on eternally. Why? Because the identity is not something temporary. Jivera Swarupuhi Krishna Nityadas. Being a devotee of Krishna is not external identification. The example is given like a diamond, you know. A diamond by nature is effulgent and brilliant. But when the same diamond is covered by a cow dung, you know, some dirt, the effulgent of the diamond is covered by the cow dung. We cannot see the effulgence. But in order to give effulgence to the diamond, it is not that you have to get some torchlight and, you know, show it on the cow, the diamond. Diamond is naturally effulgent, naturally brilliant. But the cow dung has been covered. So when the cow dung is removed, naturally the diamond will show its effulgence. You don't have to bring any external light to light up the diamond. Similarly, the identity of the living entity, by nature they are ecstatic, anandamaya abhyasa, devotees of Krishna. Just like Krishna is all blissful, the jivas are also all blissful. So when the living entity comes to that particular identity that I am not this body, I am spirit soul servant of Krishna, then they also get the qualities of Krishna. As Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, the potency and the potent, they are similar in quality. You know, there is little difference between them. So they become simultaneously, qualitatively one with Krishna. They exhibit the qualities of Krishna, being eternal, being blissful, being hungerless, being, as the Upanishad mentioned, their apipasa, they will become hungerless like Krishna, thirstless like Krishna, they become blissful like Krishna, they become eternal like Krishna. So they will share all these qualities naturally. So when we are in that right identity, then the union and the separation what we experience is based on that eternal identity and it never vanishes. The union apparently vanishes, it goes to separation, and the separation culminates in a sweet ecstatic union. And again, the union culminates in ecstatic separation. Both are ecstatic. Why? Because both are complementing each other. But in the material world, the union is also becomes stale after some time because it's based on the wrong identity and the separation is imminent and the separation is also doesn't culminate in the union, most likely, very rarely. And even again, the union takes place, that is also temporary. So because of this reason, the separation is a cause of misery in the material world and the union also becomes stale after some time. So that's why when the general populace, when they try to understand Krishna's union and separation, they are puzzled, they are not able to understand. Ramachandra Puri, when Madhavendra Puri was in ecstatic, you know, feeling separation from Krishna, he was advising Madhavendra Puri, why you are so much feeling separation and being miserable? Just think about Brahman, you know. So he is not, when the material concept is there, we are not able to understand the ecstatic feelings of separation. One Acharya, he is one Alvar in Shivaisha Sampradaya, he is writing one song. When he was looking at the darshan of Ranganath Swami, he was in so much ecstatic, feelings of separation. He is praying to the Lord and saying that why you are having such a beauty, my heart is in pain because I am not able to come and take your darshan directly. And he is feeling very pained and he was expressing his pain through his poem. And he is asking some help because if you are in pain or some kind of separation, you are miserable, you want to take help from somebody. And the gopis are taking help from each other. So here this devotee is taking help from others and he was looking at others. And he saw other devotees also in the similar miserable condition. Oh, they are not able to get the union of Krishna. So they are also miserable. So he thought that whom I should take shelter. So then he saw the materialistic people, they are in bliss. In the sense, their life is going on eating, sleeping and life is going on so happily. So he looking at them and then are saying that, you are also happy and blissful. Please help me. How I can become blissful and joyful? Because I am in such a miserable condition that my Lord is not giving me darshan. So, and the living entities, they are looking at these great devotees and they are thinking that these people are miserable. They are supposed to be spiritualists and they are supposed to be happy. And why these people are miserable? They are feeling separation from Krishna. So, the separation from Krishna is not understood by the materialist, and here the devotees of Krishna, they are in a very jovial way, they are taking shelter of the living entities. That how can you, like Prahlad Maharaj says, how the jivas in the material world can be happy and goes on in their world, but here we are missing Krishna and we are feeling separation from Krishna, but here the world is going on. Naveta jagat idrisham. So the, as Prabhupada mentioned, that who is crazy? The materialistic people are looking at devotee, they are crazy. And the devotees are looking at the materialistic, that they are crazy. So the separation from Krishna is not appreciated by the materialistic people because they don't understand the separation has a particular joy in it. Why? Because separation in this world is commonly understood as a source of misery and the separation doesn't result into union. I just recently saw one particular family. Husband and wife are very close to each other. Very, very close to each other. For years together they live. And the husband died out of some heart attack. And the wife, who is very old, and her sons are in abroad. So this was in a particular place where, you have to take the body from the home. Earlier the better. They have some particular understanding that when the dead body is there, before the heat of the body goes away, that means after the body is, after the person is dead, the body becomes cool, cold. So before even the heat goes away, they should be offered to the fire, to Rudra, So Rudra only, the dead body is also an offering to the gods. It's given by the material nature, it should be offered to the deities of the material nature. So they want to offer that back to Rudra, who is the lord of the cremation ground. And Rudra will take this body when it is, just like we offer any food also fresh, we don't offer cold one. The body should also be offered as early as possible before it become cold. So, because of this sentiment, it can be spiritual sentiment. So this wife of the husband, she wanted to take this dead body as early as possible from the home, because she wanted to offer her husband body to Rudra. But the sons are abroad, you know. So, but she called their sons from the, who are in Singapore somewhere, you know. So we want to offer the father's body, we want to take it away from home earlier. And when the son said, okay, do it. So she was so happy that, oh, my sons are, you know, I could convince my sons, they were also happy to take this body away. So she was in so much in the mood of taking, doing the samskara of taking the body away. So I was thinking that, should we see this as a detachment, or should we see this as a cultural adherence, the traditional adherence to the principle that the body should be cremated, or should we see that that she understood that the separation imminent, it's not question of union, so we have to take that body away, or is it some kind of hard-heartedness, it's known that that's all the love, all of affection, all about. Different moods could be there. We don't have to judge a person, but the thing is that that affection for the body, for so many years living together, just taken away in a moment, and there is no question of any happiness from that, you know. Finished. And you may just say that I want again become the wife of this husband. Husband want to become wife of this, you know, and want to, the wife should be the same back, should back again. But it is not possible, because the nature of the matter is temporary. It doesn't come together again. So now the problem is that the living entity who is eternal is stuck to the body which is material, and the relation is through the material body which is temporary, and they want to enjoy, they want to have a relationship of eternal, the bliss comes from the eternal in the relationship, but the relationship through the body is temporary, isn't it? So the relation through the body is temporary, and the bliss has to come through the relationship which is through the body. So the bliss, what they experience, also become temporary, because the medium is very temporary. The body is temporary, the relationship through the body is temporary, and the bliss one experiences also through the relationship. One cannot experience the bliss on his own, you know. Because I meditate on myself and experience bliss. It's not possible. So our identity is the body. Those who are liberated souls, they can experience bliss in their own self. Krishna experiences bliss in his own self, Atma Rama. Similarly, Jiva can also experience bliss within their own self, without even with Krishna. There is also a possibility. That's called liberation in the Brahman effulgence. One is enjoying one's own self. But in the conditioned living entity, we are identifying ourselves not with this Atma or self, but with the body. So our enjoyment is also through the medium of the body. And through the medium of the body, how we are enjoying, we can't enjoy through our senses all the time. We want relationship with other body, you know, husband, wife, friends, you know, lover, so on, so on. So the bliss is coming from the relationship, and the relationship is through the body, and the body is temporary, thus the relationship is also temporary, and the bliss coming from this temporary relationship is also temporary, but the living entity has a, as an eternal soul, it looks for an eternal, blissful experience, which is not possible. So because of this reason, that there is a dissatisfaction in the material world. Simply because of this reason. So, but in the spiritual world, the spirit soul, the living entities are permanent, eternal, and the relationship, how they are experiencing, through the body, there also. But the body in the spiritual world is also permanent. Satchidananda body. And with whom they are having relationship with Krishna and other devotees, they are also Satchidananda. So, in the spiritual world is also, it is fact that one is not experiencing bliss on their own self. They are experiencing bliss through the relationship. Here the Dwarkavasis are experiencing bliss because of the relationship with Krishna. Krishna is never alone. Neither the devotees are alone. They are always together.
So the blissful experience is possible in the spiritual world through the relationship. That is common in the material world as well as in the spiritual world. But what is the difference is that in the material world, the relationships are temporary because of the misidentification with the body. But in the spiritual world, the relationships are permanent. Why the relationship is permanent? Because the medium of relationship, the body, is also permanent. And because the body is permanent, relationship is permanent. And the bliss arising from this relationship is also permanent. So they are able to experience this constantly. This is a different. But the process is the same. So here we are reading in the purport, Dwarakavasis are experiencing such relationship with Krishna. They are ecstatic when they see Krishna. And they are ecstatic when they are separating from Krishna also. Why? Because the separation is going to be temporary and they are again going to be union. And this is not experienced by the living entities in the material world. So they are not able to relate with the union and separation of the spiritual world. Why there has to be separation? The separation of Krishna is very painful when the devotee is passing away. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Ramanandari asked Mahaprabhu that what is the greatest misery, he says that the missing the association of the devotees is the greatest misery. So why? Because the nature of the material world is that the things are very temporary here. Even, a pure devotee also has to leave this material. Krishna himself doesn't stay for a long time here. He leaves this place. So nature of the material world is like that. Krishna acts according to the nature. So this material world is like that. So because of this reason, we are not able to appreciate this separation and union of the spiritual world. We think this union in this material world is stale and the separation in this material world is miserable. So similarly, the union of Krishna, devotee is having union with Krishna, and the devotee is having separation from Krishna, this also has to have the staleness and the miserable condition. That's what we think like that. But when we read from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, that this is in a completely different scenario, it's completely different realm. And this union and separation of highest ecstatic symptoms. So here, when the queens are experiencing this union and separation of Krishna, it is on the highest platform. When, as a culturally, Prabhupada mentioned that when the queens saw Krishna coming into Dwaraka, they are so happy and blissful that their husband have come. And because the husband have come, the husband is not there in the home for a long time. As a culture, that the wife decorate herself not so nicely, they are not wearing very costly, very opulent clothes, opulent ornaments. They keep themselves very simple, like we hear Rohini Devi did in Vrindavan in the separation of Vasudeva. So here the queens are like that, but when Krishna come, they are naturally anxious to meet Krishna. But at the same time, there is a predicament that the wife should not present herself in front of the husband in a not very, Prabhupada says, unclean, in the sense not so dressed nicely, not dressed properly or not happy face. Prabhupada says the wife should be always joyous in front of husband, decorated nicely. So here the queens of Dwaraka, they were not dressed so opulently, they are not decorated themselves, but Krishna have come. So should they present themselves in front of Krishna, or they should not go immediately to see Krishna? That's a predicament. So here is a spiritual ecstasy. So their intelligence is saying that I should not go in front of Krishna because I am not decorated well. I am not having opulent clothes. So should I go in front of Krishna? At the same time, if I stay back, my heart is not accepting. So there's a fight. The spiritual emotions are overlapping with each other. Should I go in front of Krishna? Should I don't go? What should I do? So the intelligence is saying, taking them back, and the emotions are overpowering and they're covering their intelligence. They are being pulled. First, they're trying to send their own sons in front to Krishna, because the body of the son is actually the expansion of mother's body. So the mother is actually developed the son from their womb. So the expansion of mother's body is the son. The seed is from the father. So when the sons goes and embraces Krishna, the mothers are feeling very happy that, you know, my son have embraced Krishna. So through that they are experiencing the union. But still it is not as good as they themselves embracing Krishna. But now there is a predicament. Should I go in front of Krishna and embrace him, or should I follow the culture of tradition? So in these emotions, you know, the process of bhakti churning their heart. So then what happens is that in these particular emotions of feeling separation, simultaneously feeling separation from Krishna and union with Krishna, they faint. So when the faint takes place, when the mind becomes stopped working, then what happens? They are working on the platform of the ecstatic, spontaneous devotion, the platform of soul. So the intelligence goes down. When the intelligence stops working to the platform of mind, and when they are working on the platform of soul, as Prabhupada mentions, that they are embracing Krishna within their heart, soul to soul. So now the mind is not stopping them. As a traditional custom, you cannot present reversal in front of Krishna physically, but nobody can stop you embracing Krishna heart to heart. So the heart to heart, the queens of Dwaraka are embracing Krishna. And in the materially, if somebody does that, you know, the beautiful woman is walking by, or the beautiful, the handsome man is walking by, they are embracing each other mentally, or but nobody can find out each other. Nobody can know what is happening with each other. You know, the lusty person may do, lusty women may do. But here, when the queens of Dwaraka embraces Krishna within their heart, even though they are not presenting themselves before him, Krishna understands that, and Krishna is making fun of the queens that you are embracing me within your heart. So Krishna also understanding, and the queens are also understanding. So that's kind of a emotion, you know, the rasa taking place in the higher platform of in the spiritual realm. So here, that particular union separation, which automatically breaks the shackle of tradition and culture, and brings out the union of Dwaraka, queens of Dwaraka and Krishna, which is beyond the understanding of the materialistic mind. And we can only just, you know, think about this and amaze, you know, how the epitome of affection and love can be. You know, simultaneously, they are trying to follow the culture and tradition, and at the same time, they are embracing Krishna tightly with each other. That particular understanding. So, when we read this understanding, and how we can relate to this union and separation we are reading from the spiritual platform, how that union and separation, the Shastra recommend, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Srila Prabhupada Nala Acharya says that we should develop the mood of union and separation. We should develop the mood of separation from Krishna. Yesterday, Srila Prabhupada Bhagavatam class, Prabhupada said that when you look at Krishna's darshan, you take darshan of Krishna from the lotus feet to the face, and look at Krishna and Srimati Radharani, gopis dressed beautifully in the altar, the deity form. And then when you go back also to your home, you meditate on Krishna's form. You think about Krishna. And also, when you are not able to come to temple, you feel separation from Krishna. The union separation we should develop in our sadhana bhakti also. So how can we do that? That is actually another big scenario, in the sense that the devotee is we understand we are eternally part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal. But the devotees also have the body which is material. And our identity of in the bhakti also, we are identifying ourselves with the body, and we are identifying with each other also through the medium of body. And the relationship is also through the medium of body, which is temporary. So that becomes the most difficult thing, because the body is temporary and the relationship is also temporary. And the bliss we are experiencing from the relationship through this body has to become eternal. So that is what the whole, contradictory thing. That in bhakti, that we have to experience the eternal separation union through other devotees' relationship, but other devotees also we identify with the body only. If I see Sri Vishwambar Prabhu sitting here, I can't see his soul. You know, I can only relate to him through this body, you know, his beautiful face and his, you know, very humble gesture and always blissful, happy. If I see all the devotees here, Krishna Prabhu sitting here is happy always, you know, merciful and so I can relate to him only through his body, you know, his smiling face. If I have to see him as a soul, I don't know who his soul is coming from. You know. So I can't see his soul, neither he can see my soul. So we are relating through the body which is temporary. Even devotee's body is also temporary. Now we go to, it gets old. So here again, that we have to feel union and separation at the same time through the material body which is temporary. So that becomes more difficult because in the spiritual world it's more easy because the body is eternal, spiritual, and the relationship is eternal, spiritual. Bliss derived from there is also eternal, spiritual. Union, separation is blissful. But here, we have to relate with Krishna through this body. We have to relate with the devotees through this body. But same time, it is spiritual. Oh, that is becomes very difficult. So, the materialistic are not able to understand this. And the devotees also, we have difficulty. So, that's why the Shastras brings out again and again the culture of Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette comes to picture. The body of the devotees don't consider this ordinary or material. That he is a Vaishnava. His body is spiritual, but it's a material, a spiritual. How? So difficult to understand. So when you offer obeisances to this devotee, Vancha Kalpata Rubyascha, this devotee's body is transcendental. You serve this devotee's body. So all our relationship is all through this body, which is material. So experiencing transcendental bliss of devotional activities through this material body, not considering this material body like what materialistic people are considering in their life. And we are also coming from the material background, not that we are all born devotees, we are all sadhaka devotees. We are also having a similar problem like materialistic people. So that becomes yes, difficult thing. So that's why the Shastra says that cultivate humility, cultivate Vaishnava etiquette, cultivate relationship. And don't understand this Vaishnavara Kriyamudra Vijnana Bhujaiva. So don't understand the activities of the Vaishnavas are on the material platform. So in this way, the culture of Vaishnava etiquette comes, culture of spiritual culture comes into picture. Again and again, we have to bring ourselves back to the spiritual platform in the material world, in dealing through the material body. So that's why whenever our mind and senses, because of our background and habit, goes to the material platform, we have to bring it back, push it back again and again and again and again. This is spiritual. This preferably is spiritual, even though it appears to be material. The devotee's body is spiritual, even though it appears to be material. So in this way, that is a challenge. That is the only way we can act. We have no other choice. Even though we are not this body, our bhakti depends on the body. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Svaranam, Padasaya, everything you take, all we are depending on the body, subtle body or a gross body, which is material. We are depending on that. But at the same time, acting in the spiritual platform through the material body, experiencing spiritual bliss in the material world, that is not an easy thing. That is a great challenge. But we can do this with the guidance of the Shastras and the spiritual master. When Prabhupada saw one devotee is pushing the typewriter with his feet, Prabhupada said, don't do this. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, this is also a material thing, a typewriter. No, it is used in Krishna service, this is spiritual. So you cannot do like that. You know. So everything we tend to see in the material platform, material body, material things. But we have to see that in connection with Krishna. Prapanchakataya buddhya harisambandha vastunaha. So we have to see everything in relationship with Krishna. And through the material body, we are having a relationship. And that relationship is eternal. Even though I am relating with other devotees through their material body, they are identifying themselves through their material body and identifying themselves with their material body, but that relationship is not like the relationship what the materialistic people are experiencing through their husband, wife, son and so on. But this relationship is eternal, but the body is temporary. So that is a great puzzle. And even though the screen is put off, is closed, but still the relationship is intact. And the separation union goes on. So in this way, we can appreciate this process of bhakti. It looks like a puzzle, but at the same time, by the mercy of the acharyas and the devotees, we can experience even now the feelings of union and separation, which is on the platform of spiritual realm, even in the material world, through this material body. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So thank you for your patience listening. I just spoke some things, so hope if it is wrong, some of you can correct me, or any comments or questions. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.